I was wondering why you were wearing all this Independence stuff all day.
I know.
So now you're playing for the team. How's it feel?
It's really kind of surreal right now. It's really exciting. I mean, I think I've been doing all this stuff for 6 months now, you know, building the team off the field, and it's really cool to have the opportunity to maybe do it on the field too. So I'm just, you know, kind of taken aback. I'm really excited.
Does it feel like a long time has passed since you were playing on a regular basis, or maybe fill us in what you've been doing since college?
I was playing, I mean, I guess my senior season ended last fall, and I was injured for a while, so I took a little time off to just kind of rehab and let my body recover. You know, you kind of take a beating, and I finally felt like I was feeling healthy again this summer, and so I was playing in the WPSL, just, you know, I was working and playing, and then in this fall season, I've, you know, kind of just been playing whenever I can. I'll jump in with, there's a men's league that I've been playing in, there's, you know, a friend of mine coaches a U16 boys team. I'm practicing with them. There's really, you know, it's pretty informal, but just playing as much as possible to get touches and try and stay fit. So,
so you knew then that you were like, that's what you've been like looking forward to, being a part of the Independence for a while now, ever since the expansion?
Yeah, I think for me it was, I really like, I love the business side. I got involved on the business side, and I wasn't really ready to just hang my cleats up yet. You know, I kind of all along was hoping that it was, you know, I'd be able to, you know, hopefully eventually get onto the team. And, you know, I think I'm really invested on the front office side. I think, you know, I love what I'm doing. I love everyone I work with. And I think, so for me, I think it's, you know, this is kind of the best thing I can imagine, is actually playing for the team that I feel like I've helped kind of, I'll build up to the point we're at.
What do you actually do for the team, like on the business side?
I'm the director of communications. Okay. So, I mean, I'm wearing all the stuff because I've been working the booth all day. You know, I mean, we have an exhibit, and I'm a presenter, and we've had an awards ceremony.
You're like your own PR person.
Kind of.
So also coordinates all the girls, the teammates. So it's kind of nice, you know them all.
Which is really cool. So, you know, we've kind of been running all over the place, and then you know, they're like, we'll come to the draft. And so I didn't really know until today that it was even a possibility that I would maybe get picked up at the draft. So I was really excited about it.
She also participated in the tryouts, too.
Mm-hmm. That's,
She's
the
awesome
ones in
player.
December or the ones that were, okay.
Both of them.
Both the open
actually.
Tryouts.
I went to the December one as, like, you know, full-on player. And then this past one, they asked me to jump in to kind of round out the numbers. And, you know, so between those two, I think, you know, Paul was kind of surprised and impressed, I guess. And
she's very good.
Because he hadn't seen me really play. And he knew me only as kind of the director of communications. Right. So that was kind of cool transition to him being like, oh, you know, you can actually play too. So that was kind of fun.